Morgan Simmons is a man who's passionate about water conservation. So much so that he's pedaling a modified pontoon boat all the way from New York to the Gulf of Mexico. Literally.
This is our boat, and it has these two paddle wheels on the back side of it, and they're kind of independent of each other. Each paddle wheel is driven by a bicycle, and the bicycle is, it's just a normal bicycle that has both wheels taken off of it. And you put a special hub in the rear dropouts of the bicycle, which connects it to the system.
The BPV Libilula, that's Spanish for dragonfly, has a motor for emergencies, but for the most part, Simmons and Chief Mate Amy Rowe go where the current takes them.
One of the things we're doing is trying to follow a drop of water that started up there in that lake in western New York State where we started Chautauqua Lake. And just kind of thinking about that drop of water is sort of a metaphor. The drops of water up there, you know, pass through all the cities, towns that are downstream of that lake, and just sort of thinking about how people use that water, that drop of water, in their work and for recreation, and how other plants and animals also use that water.
Simmons says the project's goal is to make people more aware about how water is used on a daily basis and why it's important to protect it as a natural resource.
If we're able to get at least one person to think about a little bit more where their water is coming from and appreciate the resource, then I feel like we'll have succeeded.
On a crisp fall morning, a group of Cincinnati fourth graders lines the banks of the Ohio River. They clamor aboard an old paddle wheel steamboat that's found new life as a floating laboratory. The school children learn about conservation and how to test the river's water quality. But lunchtime is the highlight of the day when Morgan Simmons and Amy Rowe take center stage. Eager students volunteer to create a three-dimensional watershed. They hold brightly colored funnels with clear tubes representing rivers like the Ohio and Mississippi. The kids lift and twist their tubes, forcing water to flow into each other's funnels. A big bucket serves as the Gulf of Mexico. Next, red dye or pollution is added, and choruses of ew prove the kids get the message. Simmons and Rowe also use songs and storytelling to spread their message of awareness. Their four-month trip began around Labor Day. Their itinerary takes them down the Allegheny River to the Ohio and on to the Mississippi. Along the way, they're stopping at museums, schools, and libraries to talk with children.
It's sort of trying to get people to appreciate this balance. You know, we're not out there trying to, you know, stop barge traffic because barge traffic damages life in the river, which, you know, probably it does. Factories and corporations located next to the river, they can contribute a lot to adverse things that are happening in the river. But by the same token, we're not advocating getting rid of them.
A lot of the communities we stop at are like rural communities or just smaller communities who are probably like largely dependent on those factories for jobs and for their existence in a lot of ways.
The pair doesn't yet know what they'll do when the muddy waters of the Mississippi give way to the briny swells of the Gulf, but they aren't ruling out other journeys and other rivers. Simmons is hoping people will begin to see the nation's water supplies as one large source that everyone impacts and impacts everyone. For WMUB, I'm Tana Weingartner.